To young'uns listening this morning, this won't be a surprise. They consider cash old school and rarely carry it with them, maybe a $20 note for emergencies. Reserve Bank thinks the desire for cold hard cash is dropping at such a rate it's predicting ATMs will eventually go the way of the dodo. Connie Agius asked commuters at Flinders Street Station in Melbourne if their use of money has changed and if they're worried by disappearing ATMs.
Very rarely use an ATM.
Why is that?
Because I think most of the transactions I do is tapping my card with a retailer, and I don't use cash, so I have no reason to go to an ATM.
There are some concerns in regards to rural communities and how it will affect them.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you only have to go outside of the city here in Melbourne and you'll find that you don't always get away with tapping a card. Like I was in Daylesford, at a bakery, cash only.
If there were fewer ATMs, would that become an issue for you?
No, because of the facility to withdraw cash at the supermarket. If that was to be charged or otherwise limited, it would become a problem.
Do you use cash or card to make transactions?
Card. Always.
When's the last time you used an ATM?
Actually, it was yesterday because I need cash for one specific purpose each week, which is playing soccer, and I have to pay in cash for that.
It's always good to know that there's a lot of ATMs around, because actually yesterday when I went to the ATM, I forgot about it, but luckily there was one just around the corner, so overall not too much of a worry for me, you know.
So what's the future for cash and ATMs? Angus Kidman is the Editor-in-Chief of the financial website Finder.com, and he's speaking with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.
We're definitely seeing that decline. Cash is no longer the main way we make payments. We now use credit cards more often, so cash really has taken second position.
As a consumer, are you finding that you're using a lot less cash from ATMs and really just using tap and go much more often?
Absolutely, yes. It's very rare. You know, there'll always be a $20 note in my pocket just in case I think I have to pay for something with cash, but when I do have to do that, it's actually an annoyance.
Are we at the point soon where ATMs may be phased out simply because they're not required?
I don't know that they'll ever completely disappear, but I think we'll see consolidation. So we may see more multi-bank ATMs that, you know, aren't just servicing a single brand, and also other ways of accessing that money, because one of the substitutes for the ATM is actually the self-serve checkout in the supermarket, which in many cases will also give you that cash if you need it.
And the banks themselves, in particular the Big Four, are already moving towards this. In the lead up to the Banking Royal Commission, they announced that they would be dropping ATM fees, and that's pretty much a message that they see that the future of ATMs is probably limited and a bit of a millstone around their necks.
Indeed, and we've seen something like in the last most recent figures, there was a decline of 2,000 ATMs in Australia, so it went down from around 32,000 to around 30,000. So there has been that decline.
Are you prepared to put any deadline on the life of cash or indeed cheques?
I'd be amazed if cheques meant much in a decade. With cash, I think there's always going to be a residual use for it, but the usage will continue to decline, and it may eventually become that most of the cash that's actually out there is people hoarding it and storing it rather than actively spending it.
Now, the tap-and-go society is pretty much in metropolitan Australia. It's extending into regional Australia. But is there a risk that some regional or remote communities may be disadvantaged as ATMs phase out?
I think that the risk is particularly for really remote communities, areas where, you know, the ATM really does become the only source of cash and is often located either in the local post office or the local pub. So if we can invest in better infrastructure so that it becomes possible even for remote communities to use digital payments, that's probably going to prove more equitable in the long run.
And is this why we're seeing Australia Post attempting to work with the banks to get an arrangement where Australia Post could be used for banking?
Well, yeah, indeed, Australia Post has become the dominant banking access in a lot of smaller regional areas because there will be post offices in locations where all the banks have long since given up. So it already has that position.
But in terms of the future of cash or the future of ATMs, we're not really at the point just yet where hard currency will become a collector's item.
No, we have not yet reached the point where hard currency will disappear, but we certainly have reached the point where if you're spending more than $10, the chances are you'll tap your card or you'll tap your phone.
And that's Angus Kidman, the Editor-in-Chief of the financial website Finder.com, and he was speaking there with Peter Ryan.